Welcome to Behind the Smile with Ash Butters, a podcast designed to reveal the truth behind the masks we wear. Together, we look to demystify the human mind and its behaviours in relation to mental health, trauma, and addiction. My name's Ash, and I'll be your host as we uncover the real stories of people's pain and the steps they've taken to live a life of freedom in recovery. From sobriety to spirituality, join me each week as we uncover the reasons why people seek recovery and how their lives have changed by living one day at a time. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Behind the Smile. And welcome to what feels like both a bittersweet and incredibly fulfilling moment. As you've probably guessed from the title of this week's episode, it's time for me to bid farewell to Behind the Smile. This has certainly not been an easy decision to make, but it's one that I'm making with my whole heart. Over the past 18 months, this show has been such a journey. It's been a journey of laughter and tears and learning and, most importantly, growth. But even more so, it's been a journey of connection. I've had such an amazing opportunity to connect with each and every one of you who's tuned in, to the incredible guests who've shared their stories and their struggles and their triumphs. And for all of that, I am so, so truly grateful. I wanted to jump on today to share a little bit about why I've made the decision to finish up with the podcast, what I have learned through this experience, and what I'm stepping into. You know, Behind the Smile was born from a deep desire to want to change the conversation and remove the stigma around mental health, trauma, and addiction. For those of you who've been here from the beginning, you'll know my story. And for me, when I was struggling with my own drinking back in 2019 and the 10 years leading up to that, you know, I really struggled to find anybody in the public eye or on social media who looked like me and sounded like me, who was sharing a similar story, who was talking publicly about their struggles. And so whenever I thought about the idea of being an alcoholic or having a problematic relationship with alcohol, I didn't think I qualified. Because in my mind, to be an alcoholic meant that you had to have lost everything, you know, that you had to be living under a bridge or drinking spirits out of a brown paper bag. And now, 4 years down the track for me, in recovery, I realize that that is just absolutely not the case. That is the stigma that is associated with that label, but it couldn't be further from the truth. Now, that's not to say that that's not where some people end up. Like, that is the end of the line. You know, if you get off at the end of the line, that's where you'll be. But for many, many, many people, alcohol use disorder is a spectrum. You know, we've had people like Sarah Rusbach come on and talk about grey area drinking. I have interviewed other people who talk about alcohol use disorder. And then I've had many, many people come on who identify as alcoholic. And here's the thing. Nobody's right and nobody's wrong. Everybody has their own experience. But what was so, so important for me was to share these different voices so that no matter what you were experiencing, there would be somebody that you could identify with. And it's through this identification that we find hope. You know I had that same experience when I started attending 12-step meetings, and I would sit there listening to, in particular, women who were a bit older than me, who had built these incredible lives in sobriety. And it was when I could identify with their story and then see what life they had created, I was able to see what was possible. Because when I was in my deepest, darkest hour, it was so, so hard for me to imagine what was possible. You know, I thought that getting sober would be resigning myself to a life of misery. I thought I was going to lose all my friends. I thought that I wouldn't ever know how to have fun. I was never going to laugh again. They were truly the stories that were playing through my mind. And they would form parts of the reasons and excuses as to why I couldn't get sober. And eventually, you know, I had no other choice. I had rode my train to the end of the line. And whilst I hadn't lost everything, what I had lost was hope. And I'd lost my sense of self more than anything else. I often talk about my own story being that from the outside looking in, everything looked okay. In fact, everything looked on paper like it was the textbook dream life. And yet that couldn't possibly be true because anybody that was truly happy wouldn't have consumed the amount of alcohol that I was drinking on a daily basis. Anybody that was truly happy doesn't need to check out of life on a regular basis. And so when I got sober and the fog started to lift and I started to get clear on what I wanted to do with my life, I knew I had this deep desire to want to give back and to help others and really, really try to remove the stigma around mental health, trauma and addiction. And so that's where Behind the Smile was born. I had no idea at the time that it would become so much more than just a podcast. You know, it became a beacon of hope. It became a safe space for vulnerability. And from what you guys have told me, a source of inspiration for so many of you, which has just been such an incredible experience. And I feel so honored to have been on this journey with so many of you. The amazing thing about stepping into a life of recovery and continuing to face fear and show up and do the inner work is that when you do that, your life can change really rapidly in a short space of time. And that's been my experience. So, you know, 18 months ago when I started this podcast, I was in a very new relationship. I was teaching yoga and meditation, and I was starting a podcast, which I had no idea about. And we'll get to that more a little bit later. But fast forward only 18 months. And just a few weeks ago, I stood on that red dot and delivered my TEDx talk at TEDx Mornington, which was an absolute life dream of mine. I'm working full time as a transformation coach, and I'm delivering wellness workshops to organizations like L'Oreal. You know, it's such a full circle moment to be going back into an organization that I once worked at and delivering these wellness workshops and getting the most incredible feedback from people who are experiencing these profound shifts within a two-hour workshop. It's just amazing. It really, like, I really do feel that clarity that I'm on the right path. And speaking of clarity, like, throughout all of this, I've continued to get more and more clear on my path and my purpose. And in doing so, I'm saying yes to more opportunities that will propel me forward. And I'm also saying no to things that are going to hold me back, which is not always easy to do. And sometimes that means letting go of things that I deeply love. But I do truly believe that when we let go of one part of our life, whether that be a job, a relationship, a podcast, it creates space for something new and wonderful to step in. So before we say goodbye, I really would love to reflect on the journey with you all. Like I said, Behind the Smile started off as a passion project, but it's done so much more over time, and it's opened up my eyes to so many people's incredible stories. You know, I've had the privilege of sitting down with some amazing guests, from artists to activists to entrepreneurs to educators, and each conversation has left such a deep mark on my heart. There's been lessons that I've learned and perspectives that I've gained, and they've all shaped me in ways that I could never have imagined. And hearing from you guys, I know that you've had that same experience if you've been along the journey with me. I have to say, when I think back to some of the highlights, some of the memorable episodes, having the very unique opportunity to record not one but two episodes with my dad, Rod, was such a special experience. And I've had so many of you reach out to say that these episodes in particular have really moved you to see that vulnerability between a father and a daughter. And many of you have shared that it's given you hope to one day heal your own relationships, whether that be with your parents or your own children. And I'm so deeply grateful that these conversations will last the test of time. It's almost like having a time capsule that we get to leave to our family, you know, when we're both long gone. And that's something that's almost irreplaceable. And then another memorable moment has been each time I have had the privilege of interviewing my therapist, my psychotherapist, Diane Young. She has been on the podcast more than any other guest, a whopping 3 times. Now, this woman has changed my life. I met her when I was in rehab back in 2020, and she took me through the Changes program, which was a real deep dive into trauma healing. And when I got out of rehab, you know, about 10 days later, we went into lockdown. But I was seeing her on a weekly basis on Zoom for about the first, I want to say maybe the first 6 months to a year. And then the consistency that I was seeing her lengthened. And then I started seeing her once a month, and it kind of went on from there. But the lessons that she taught me both in rehab and then during that really precious period of time when I came out of rehab, transformed my life. And being able to share her wisdom with all of you was such a privilege. We had incredible conversations around codependency, love addiction, and most recently, we did a brilliant episode on mindset and New Year's resolutions. We've really covered it all. And I hope that you guys got a lot of value out of those episodes. Also, my solo episodes have been a really powerful experience and a deep expression of my vulnerability. You know, I've always been really intentional in sharing openly and honestly with all of you and stepping out from behind my own smile, because I so believe that this is the only way we will create a collective shift. It's when we can see other people being brave that we feel safe to do so. So I want to encourage each and every one of you to step out from behind the smile, even when it feels scary, knowing that your decision to face your fears, your courage, your bravery will hopefully inspire someone else to do the same. I have this new motto, this new mantra, and it is, you can't be what you can't see, so it starts with me. Feel free to borrow that one. I've also made some incredible friends along the way, and that wasn't something that I even thought possible when I started this journey. People like Danny Carr, Drew Wild, Kath Elliott, Madeline Forrest from Happier Sober, Dina Amy and Lewis Huckstep, to name a few, are all people who are still in my life today after meeting through the podcast, which is just so special. And here's the crazy thing. This podcast is actually 100% responsible for the shift that I've made in my business and my transition into full-time coaching. So let me explain how this happened. It was actually Lewis Huckstep who reached out to me through Instagram to come onto the show. And it was really crazy because when he reached out, I was actually due to fly to the Gold Coast to attend the Australia and New Zealand Addiction Summit. And so I was going to be on the Gold Coast where Lewis lives. And so we decided to do a podcast swap. I would go on to his podcast and he would come on to mine. And for those of you that want to check that episode out, it's episode 42, where we talk about healing your trauma and living a fulfilled life that's in alignment with your values. So I fly to the Gold Coast and I join Lewis on his podcast, The Lewis Huckstep Experience. And then after the recording, Lewis was asking me about what I was wanting to do, what visions I had for the future. And I was sharing with him my desire to want to do more speaking. And it was at this time that Lewis introduced me to a friend of his. Now, long story short, this person became my mentor and we ended up working together for 6 months. And this really transformed my business. It transformed the work that I do and how I was able to help people. But what's really cool is that now, after completing a mentorship with him, I'm now working with his coach and we've become peers in the same business container. So it's just crazy. It blows my mind. All of this has happened, this complete redirect within my own life, because I made the decision to start the podcast. Without the podcast, I never would have met Lewis. Without meeting Lewis, I never would have met my mentor, who then introduced me to my new mentor. And so like the lesson that I've learned in all of this is really to trust my intuition and to say yes, even when it scares me. And this is actually at the crux of it, what this entire holistic healing journey has given me. It's given me this deep connection to self and an unwavering trust in myself. It's what I actually work with clients on a lot, you know, being able to clear that channel from our head to our heart, because I truly believe we have the answers inside of us. The problem is we live in a society where we are constantly drowning our intuition with alcohol, with food, with shopping, with social media. You know, we don't have enough time in stillness to actually be able to hear the message. And it's so crazy because I was one of those people back in the day, I've said it before, when someone would say to me, trust your gut, I would look at them with total confusion. Like I just didn't know how to trust my gut. Nowadays, I only rely on my gut. Like before I make any big decision, I pause, I feel into it, and I allow myself to be intuitively led. And that's actually the way this podcast was born. It was an intuition. It was something that was driven from my heart, not my head. You know, when I started this journey, I had no experience in podcasting whatsoever. I didn't get any help from anyone. And apart from having a uni degree in journalism, I was essentially flying blind. I remember I actually started Googling like how to start a podcast. And I spent hours researching the best equipment, reading through reviews, because there's so many options out there. I was researching for hours on end what different platforms to use, because there's different platforms for recording, there's different platforms for editing, and there's different platforms for publishing. And up until the start of this year, I was doing that entire process every single week on my own. I actually enlisted the support of somebody to edit my podcast in January of this year, and she has been an absolute blessing. Shout out Brielle. But when I think back on it, like that is thousands of dollars on recording equipment and thousands of hours in research, interviewing, editing, all to bring this podcast to life. The other thing that was really hard, particularly in the beginning, was finding guests. You know, in the podcasting world, it's actually really common for people to pay an agency to actually source podcast guests for them. But Behind the Smile has been built 100% on organic relationships, which means I literally reached out to every single person that came on the podcast. Now, in the beginning, this was really challenging because people didn't know the show. There was no proof that it was a good show, that they wanted to have their name associated with the show. But here's something really cool about persistence and resilience. In the last 6 months, I have had so many people reach out to me to come on the show, and that's been awesome. And even more than that, there was this one guest who I reached out to, I would say it was about 15 months ago, and I really wanted to get them on the show. But at the time, they just never replied to me. I think I emailed them and I sent them a DM and I just had no luck. And then just towards the end of last year, I decided I was going to reach out again. And they said yes. I'll leave it up to you to guess who that person might have been. But I was so, so proud of the podcast that it had gotten to a place where people with platforms were willing to come on and share their story. And that's not all I'm proud of. I'm actually so proud of the community and all of you that have come along for this insane journey. I actually wanted to read out some of my favorite testimonials because they just warm my heart. And when I was moving through periods where I was editing until all hours of the morning, I was struggling to keep up with the demand of delivering a full episode week on week on week, reading these testimonials is really what kept me going. So let me share. This first one is from Lisa. And Lisa says, I had 3 years of sobriety on my own, but I had been relapsing for about 12 months. Another podcast Ash was on led me to Behind the Smile. Ash's episode with her dad led me to AA. My first AA meeting was on June 1. Ash and her dad literally saved my life. Thank you so much for your service. Wow. I actually had tears in my eyes when I read that one and I said to dad straight away, I was like, oh my goodness, how amazing is this? Thank you, Lisa. Then there is a beautiful message from Lucy. She says, one of my favorite podcasts. Ash is a brilliant host. Why, thank you, Lucy. The guests all share important stories on sobriety and Ash ties it all together perfectly. A must listen for anyone trying to get sober and live a happy and fulfilling life. Appreciate that, Lucy. Then there is Jackie. Jackie says, thank you for bringing light to a topic that is often taboo, especially growing up in a culture where drinking is the norm. So, so true. You're open and honest, and your interviews educate on many levels, not just for those on the journey of sobriety, but for everyone. Great listen for all. Appreciate that, Jackie. It's so true. And this is like literally, as I mentioned, what was driving me was this idea that talking about this stuff is taboo, and yet everybody's doing it behind closed doors. Oh, I shouldn't say everybody. That's a generalization. But so many people, and yet we're not talking about it. And so the stigma is fueled and the shame keeps us sick. And then the last one I'll read is from Sarah. Sarah says, everyone will take away something from this podcast. Ash and her guests touch on such a broad range of issues around alcohol. Even as someone who is not suffering addiction, thanks to these episodes, I've really reflected on my own alcohol exposure in our society, and this podcast has really helped me consider and adjust how we drink, discuss alcohol and its effects around our children. My family and I are healthier for it. Ah, Sarah, I'm so happy to hear that. Because that's the thing at the end of the day, right? We can all relate to this idea of hiding behind a smile. And if it's not alcohol that you're using to numb, distract, and avoid from those uncomfortable feelings, often it's something else. These reviews are just some of the beautiful messages that I've received. And through social media, I have received hundreds of kind words from so many of you and words of support. And I can't thank you enough for that. And so now the time has come where I need to continue following my purpose, which is to help people to experience the same profound transformation that I've had in my own life. Running coaching programs brings me so much fulfillment, and such a deep connection to purpose. It's an immense privilege to be doing the work that I get to do and guiding people through their own transformation journeys. Every single person I've worked with has achieved something that they never thought was possible, whether that's a sobriety streak, whether it's finding their voice, facing their darkness, or stepping into their purpose. I feel so honored to be trusted to guide people in this work and to witness these profound transformations. I had no idea that this work would become my full-time gig, but it just feels so, so right. With that, however, I've had to make the difficult decision to say goodbye to Behind the Smile. As they say, all good things must come to an end. And while it's tough to say goodbye to something that has held such a special place in my heart, I know deep down that it's time for me to embark on the next chapter of my journey. I am here where I am today because I continue to listen to my heart, and my heart is calling me in a new direction. So it's with a mixture of sadness and excitement that I say goodbye to you all. And while this may be the end of one chapter, it's also the beginning of something brand new. And while I can't tell you what's coming just yet, what I can share with you, a sneaky little hint, is that I am heading back to my roots. That's all I'm going to say for now, but big things are coming and I would love to keep you all posted. So let's stay connected. If you're not on my mailing list, be sure to jump on because I will be sending out a weekly newsletter which will be full of some amazing resources and information on where you can find me. Plus, I'll be sharing all of the exciting updates there, even things that I'm not putting on Instagram. So if you're not receiving the weekly newsletter yet, make sure you head to my website, www.ashbutters.com/free-resources. And you'll find a sign up box at the bottom of the page. I'll also share that link here in the show notes. Before we wrap up, I want to take a moment to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you who has supported this show, who has shared your stories, who have laughed and cried alongside me. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. So until we meet again, remember to always look beyond the smile, to cherish the connections that truly matter, and to never be afraid to share your truth. Because when we recover loudly, no one needs suffer in silence.
Hey Ash, Dad here. Massive congratulations on the potty. That's been fantastic and really love being a part of it. Well done.
Beautiful Ash, it's Kath Elliott here, and I'm so honoured to have been a guest twice on your podcast, sending you so much love for this next phase. I'm so proud of you and look forward to seeing what comes next.
Hey Ash, it's Madeline from Happiest Sober. I am so grateful that we got to meet by going on each other's podcasts and for our friendship that's come out of it. So I'm so excited for you for this next chapter and I can't wait to see what's next for you. Love you.
I just wanted to say what an honor and a privilege and a pleasure it was and has been to be a part of the podcast. Just honoring you for just bringing that into the world, bringing that into the fucking space, and also knowing when it's time to close things down. I know that's a fine art as well. So yeah, I fucking love you to pieces. You're an amazing human being. You've created ripples in so many other people's lives, and I know that you will continue to do so, podcast or not.
Hey Ash, it's Lewis Huckstep here. I just want to say thank you for the impact you're making, your show. It's so inspiring to see the work that you've done. To be invited onto the show was incredible. The conversation was so deep and so powerful. And the impact you're making on so many people's lives is so inspiring. Excited to see your next moves and what's coming next for yourself. And keep shining.